is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Kakhovka Dam, a huge Soviet-era structure on the Dnipro River that separates Russian and Ukrainian forces in southern Ukraine, has been destroyed, unleashing floodwaters across the war zone, with both Russia and Ukraine blaming each other. But what is the dam? What happened? And what do we know? Reuters correspondent Flora Brasley explains.
Let's take a closer look at what we know so far. The Soviet-era dam is located on the Dnipro River in the Kherson region and is part of the Kakhovka hydroelectric power plant. The reservoir holds 4.3 cubic miles of water, a volume roughly equal to the Great Salt Lake in the U.S. state of Utah. It supplies water to the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed in 2014, and to the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, also under Russian control. Ukraine, which commented first, said Russia deliberately blew up the dam. Russia has hit back, saying Ukraine sabotaged the dam to cut off water supplies to Crimea and to distract attention from its faltering counteroffensive.
That's Reuters correspondent Flora Bradley recording. Meanwhile, the floodwaters from the collapsed dam continued rising Wednesday. Reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program about the rescue operations underway.
We should divide this situation into right bank of the river of Kherson, which is under Ukrainian control, and left bank of the river, which is under Russian control. Situation with evacuation from left bank is very complicated. People are not allowed to get out. Russian forces do not let people go through the checkpoint, and unfortunately the rough footage from locals that some people in some areas which suffer from the flood the most, some people had to spend night on the roofs of their houses because this is the only way to survive. If we're talking about the right bank of the river, which is under Ukrainian control, the evacuation is still ongoing.
This is VOA News.